3 o'clock crowd. So, bad news. Was the sound at Dodger Stadium as we find out that Walker Buehler is done for the year.
That stinks.
It's terrible. Walker Buehler, who we've been waiting for and waiting for, will have season-ending elbow surgery on August the 23rd, performed by Dr. Neil Elitrash. At the moment, that's all we know. All we know.
That stinks.
So this is pretty devastating. I mean, that's the one guy we thought, all right, when he gets back, though, this is our big game guy. Yeah. He's pitched in every big game, won a lot of big games for us in the last few years.
You know, Julio Urias would like a word.
Urias.
I know. I almost got it.
You were so Urias. Close.
A third time's a charm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, look at their pitching staff. And by the way, if you're a Dodgers fan, you want to react to this. Dodgers lose Walker Buehler. How does this pitching staff hold up? I still look at it and say, we're not in terrible shape.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Tony Gonsolin has not slowed down.
Yeah.
Tyler Anderson had an off start, but yeah. Tyler Anderson has been very good this year.
Dustin May's coming back.
Julio Urias has been fantastic this year.
That's your ace.
Yeah, you think he's the game one starter? And Kershaw, we assume, will be back.
Yeah, I wouldn't assume.
Why would you not assume?
He's had the back thing for so long. Then he comes back, and then it's a setback.
Aren't they just trying to get him right for the postseason?
I'm
get him
sure
a couple
that's
of starts
what they did last year.
Down the stretch and get him ramped up and ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. I just had back things myself, so I get nervous whenever I see him go out with that again.
Right. But I think that's always the wonky back thing is always, I think that's the medical diagnosis.
The wonky back,
Is always going to be an issue for the rest of his career. So if you look at it, who starts game one?
Urias.
Urias, yeah.
Urias, correct. Who starts game two?
Gonsolin.
Hopefully Kershaw.
Hopefully Kershaw. I think that's the right answer. Game three, Gonsolin. Game four.
Tyler Anderson.
Dustin May or Tyler Anderson.
Hopefully Dustin May comes back.
Dustin May.
Hey, he pitched really well.
Let's not knock Tyler Anderson. He's pitched well this year.
He's been good. But
Mitch White would have been good.
You gotta hope that Dustin May is back and he's back to his normal self when he comes back. Otherwise, your pitching staff does not look as good.
This is the problem with being too good, is that you have this, that they're so good and they just win every game. Like they just... what was this winning streak they just got snapped? And before
12 games.
12 games.
I mean... They just win all the time, and there's a sort of lack of urgency because they just win all the time.
Dustin May yesterday threw a rehab start at Oklahoma City, struck out 10 in five innings.
Yeah, in the second inning, he had an immaculate inning.
Oh, an immaculate inning, yeah.
Wow, like three pitches each?
Yeah, no, nine pitches.
Nine pitches total.
Yeah. 9 pitches, boom, done. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so ideally we get him back, although he could also be a bullpen weapon.
I think they'll go bullpen game on the third game, or the fourth, right?
No, they got legit starters.
Yeah, in the fourth game, okay. So if Kershaw can't go, or if Kershaw's just four innings or something?
Yeah, sure, he could piggyback. They could piggyback him, yeah. That makes sense.
To be honest, like if we're going in and Tony Gonsolin, Tyler Anderson, and Andrew Heaney, who gets hurt all the time, which I'm hopefully he's okay because
he's
going to
start on Thursday.
He left the start early. So
with a calf thing, and they say he's going to be okay to go on Thursday.
As long as he is. If those are your three of your main starters, you're in trouble in the postseason. There's going to be that talk of, well, they just didn't have the pitching because those guys in the regular season is totally different than they are going to be in the postseason. So having Urias and Kershaw, I'm comfortable with. Dustin May has to be Dustin May and has to be a starter.
What about Tony Gonsolin? Are you just sleeping on Tony Gonsolin?
I don't trust Tony Gonsolin in the playoffs.
Is that because he got hit in the All-Star game?
No, it has nothing to do with the All-Star game. He's pitched in the postseason also, and he kind of got beat up a little bit.
Did he get beat up a little bit? Look that up before you start talking about him getting beat up.
He was all right. I'll look up.
I remember him. I remember Catman starting a game in the World Series.
Catman
loves his cats.
He does, but he's just not. I would hope that he would be great. He was really good this year. I wouldn't feel as comfortable as I was. I'm not as comfortable with the pitching staff without Walker Buehler, unless Dustin May comes back and is pitching the way that he was, which he's supposed to start this weekend.
Yeah.
That bums me out about Buehler, though.
Exactly.
It all started with bone spurs.
Yeah, I don't know the mechanics of it, but...
It doesn't sound great.
So in 2021 in the NLCS, he had an 11.25 ERA. That's Tony Gonsolin. Pitched four innings, gave up five runs. In the NLCS in 2020, he pitched in two games. He gave up 7 runs in 6 innings. In the World Series, he pitched 3 innings, gave up 2 runs. Not great, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so he's not had success, but he also didn't have this kind of success during the regular season.
No, and hopefully...
This is a totally different guy than the one we saw the last couple of years.
Sure, but this is also the most pitches that he's thrown. This is the most innings that he's thrown in his career. I mean, at some point, you got to be a little bit worried. I don't want to say, like, it's all doom and gloom, but at the same time, like, I need to see Dustin May, and I need him to be a reliable starter the rest of the way through all of August and all of September, and then I'll feel much better. Because Kershaw, Urias, May as a 1-2-3, I feel good about.
So you think May is the 3 and not Gonsolin?
Correct.
Yeah, I think May turns into a bullpen weapon.
I do, too.
I'm okay with that, especially with what's going on in the ninth inning with Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah.
But you got other guys. Like, Evan Phillips has been fantastic.
Yeah, what's the story on Blake Treinen?
Blake Treinen should be coming back soon. Yeah, I think they're thinking September 1st is when the last I heard.
There you go. So, if you're a Dodger fan, how much does this change your expectations for the rest of the year? Walker Buehler is gone. He's thrown a lot of big game, has had a lot of big game success for us in the postseason. We're going to have to do it without him this year. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Do you want to use Dustin May out of the bullpen? Do you want him in the rotation? Is Urias the game one starter, or is it Gonsolin? What are your hopes for Gonsolin during the postseason? All that stuff up for grabs. Did you see the... Field of Dreams game on Friday?
A little bit, yeah.
You're mostly alone. I watched a little bit of it, too, but apparently the ratings are terrible and there's no game next year.
I know. Well, they were doing construction on the field and stuff. But
well, it was a novelty for the first year, but I don't think you can go back to
John
that well every single
so
year.
John was so fired up about the Field of Dreams game and the Harry Carey hologram.
Oh, the Harry Carey hologram?
Super creepy.
Did it sound okay?
It sounded like Harry. I mean, it was Harry Carey's voice, but then there was just like the Coachella version.
Who cares about that? I'm all for the holograms.
Did you just watch it?
All right. Let me hear you.
So you're against holograms?
No, it was okay, but it was. I'm not against holograms. It's just in that setting, I just thought it was like you're already at the Field of Dreams.
Right.
Like you don't need to go full Coachella on it.
Why? People merged out of the cornfield during the movie Field of Dreams. Why shouldn't Harry Carey magically appear?
Well, because they already did the Griffies. You know, the Griffies walked out and said, you want to have a catch? Because it was the Reds.
Right.
It was cool. Like, we don't need to be so on the nose with everything. Not everything needs a little extra.
Okay, so how do you feel about this? Using AI, Vin Scully did so many games.
Yeah.
That there are the science.
The science. Yeah, I get you.
Says that you could actually have Vin... using AI, do a game today. How do you feel about that?
I don't want that. I don't want that.
I do.
I like hearing it's time for Dodger baseball. I like him doing old Farmer John commercials.
Farmer John.
Yeah, I like the real Vin. I don't want to have this like computerized version.
Okay, let me make an argument the other way. So I like the idea of the Vin Scully AI game. Because here's why. In a couple of years, Momo, you and I are going to be older.
Yep, that happens.
And we're going to say, God, remember the days of Vin.
Yeah.
How about Vin Scully?
Like we do with Chick Hearn. Or...
And, you know, now there's a new generation of people.
Yeah,
they're not
going to
know who Vin Scully is. That's why I like the AI idea that you have one game that Vin does so that the next generation of fans can experience the joy that we had all
those years.
Well,
it's kind of like Harry Carey. I bet there's a lot of people who don't know Harry Carey now.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you ever meet him? I didn't.
I did. He was great.
Yeah?
He was very, very fun. I can't even tell the story. It's so off color.
Oh, I'm sure. Tell me in the break.
Yeah, I'll tell you in the break. Harry, very funny.
I bet he was.
Very funny. And the ladies loved Harry.
You can't make it to the game, but you still want that one-of-a-kind Dodger Stadium experience? Well, all you need is Farmer John Dodger Dogs, available now at your local grocery store. One bite of that legendary hot dog, your couch becomes your own personal baseline seat. You'll practically be able to smell the grass. So pick up some Farmer John Dodger Dogs at your local grocery store today to get that Dodger Stadium experience. And remember, for big league hunger, all you need is Farmer John.
Farmer John. So Yeah, don't you want the next generation of fans to experience a game called by Vin Scully? I know it's weird and it's creepy and it's all that stuff, but it's also then for a new generation.
So John and I had this debate. Would any of us like a hologram version of ourselves after we're, like, gone?
Okay.
Either dead or retired.
What is the hologram going to do?
Like, host the radio show. Like, oh, host the radio show. Maybe there's an AI Mason.
They're definitely...
Hologram Mason.
Look, we've been on the air for 30 years. We have said enough stuff that you should be able to put together a current show today. I would love it.
You would love it.
I would love it.
What if it was...
Don't you want to find a way to live on? Like, that's a way to live on.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I get excited when somebody calls up an old story I wrote.
Sure.
And they'll post it. Like, sometimes I'll write something and, like, 5 years later, it ages well, or the moment feels like, oh, you should read this. There was some good stuff in here.
Yep.
Like, that's flattering. So I understand the concept.
I read all your old articles. No, you don't. I love the old ones. My favorite is the ones from a long time ago. Don't forget Lie of the Day. At some point today.
How many of my stories have you read? Is it more than five? All the way through. All the way through.
All the way through. Mm.
One hand or two?
Rough time.
I quit at halftime. I quit at halftime. All right. Don't forget Lie of the Day. We're giving away a chance for you and your fantasy football league to be part of our big Hollywood Park Casino Fantasy Football Draft Party on Friday, August the 26th. You can host your draft. Shinano and Cappy will be doing the show live from there. Don't be last place, Mace, during fantasy football. Hollywood Park Casino, eat, drink, draft. And again, at 3:30, your chance to win. We'll take some of your phone calls next. Again, Walker Buehler lost for the year. He will undergo elbow surgery by Dr. Neil Elitrash on the 23rd. Of August. So he is done, and what are the implications of that? We'll get into that coming up next, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so the breaking news of the day is that the Dodgers will not get Walker Buehler back this year. He will have surgery on his elbow on August the 23rd, so he is lost to this team. We've been counting on him. We've been counting on Dustin May, too, counting on Clayton Kershaw coming back. But how you feel about the pitching now? Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles. Chris, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, you know, all this doom and gloom is I think, just overblown. It reminds me of the old saying, I'm sure you've heard of it, where someone's given a glass of water in hell and they complain about not having ice cubes.
Yeah.
We have plenty of arms. I think we're probably ranked, what, 1 and 2 in pitching in the league?
Yeah, I think
so. It hurts that we don't have Buehler, but we still should be able to, with our lineup, we still should be able to get some quality wins. So I'm not as doom and gloom as some people are.
How's your who's your game one starter?
I would go with Gonsolin or Urias.
Gonsolin or Urias?
Having a great year.
Excellent. Thank you, man. Yeah, Greg is south on Gonsolin, but in fairness, you've been south on Gonsolin from almost the jump.
Yeah, I thought it was going to fall apart at some point.
Yeah. Julio, what's going on? Why are people not, like, isn't it obvious that Julio Urias is like, the guy?
He is. It's not close.
I mean.
Plus, he's pitched at that altitude.
Yeah.
He was successful in the World Series, yes. And dominating in the World Series.
He closed out the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's the best big game pitcher they have. I mean, Scherzer last year, you could make that argument, because Scherzer's been there and done that, but Julio is the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
he's been great.
And I don't think he's done anything this year to disprove that. It's just Catman has got the hair and the all-star thing and the...
Yeah, here's a little nugget. This is what I got on Walker Buehler. He had surgery back in June to remove a bone spur from his elbow. Also been dealing with a grade 2 flexor strain. The Dodgers did not specify which kind of procedure he'll have next week, which could indicate they're not sure what exactly he'll need repaired until he's opened up. If it's Tommy John surgery, that would likely knock him out until 2024. Mm. That's pretty brutal.
It would also like, be his second Tommy John.
Second Tommy John?
Sounds like it's just the bone spurs. Like sometimes with bone spurs, they grow back, and then you get scar tissue and you get all that stuff. And I think a bone spur is actually caused by the scar tissue, and then it makes your joints not move correctly.
What is this, like clapper vision? Is this Momo vision?
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Yeah.
Momo vision.
Momo vision. Take us inside.
I thought that
injury.
Sounded good. I have no idea. I could totally be wrong about that. It sounded pretty good, right?
It sounded good.
Yeah.
But I have no idea if it's true.
Hey, just go with it.
Just run with that. Yeah. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch in New Jersey. What are you doing, man?
I'm just got back home
from
work.
Hey, Mitch.
Huh?
Yeah, Mitch is doing other things.
What?
Yeah, Mitch is busy.
He was having a side conversation.
Oh, hang on. Larry in Temecula. Larry, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
I feel bad for Mitch in New Jersey. That's too bad. I'm sure he had something really great to say.
I'm sure it was brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. Just pitching. You know, I think the key that nobody's really looking at here is Dustin May. If you've been following his rehab, he's gotten better every single outing. Word is that he's as filthy as ever. And if you go back and you remember Walker Buehler's first year in the playoffs, I mean, he just emerged. And I think that's what you're going to see with Dustin May. Dustin May's going to come back. He's nasty, and he's going to have it. Urias will, you know, obviously be your first game starter. If Kershaw's healthy, pitching for, and then you've got Dustin May. All you need now is to get your bullpen back in order. Ruzdar Gratterall and Blake Treinen, and we should be in pretty good shape. I mean, obviously, we don't want to lose Walker Buehler, but I think Dustin May surprised everybody and is going to have an unbelievable playoff and World Series.
All right, cool. Hey, I like your attitude, Larry. Thank you very much. By the way, I think they'll pitch right through this.
Yeah.
You know, they are so, so much better than everybody else. And I do think the Mets are going to be, you know, the NLCS may be Mets versus Dodgers and the winner goes on to win the World Series. The NLCS may be for the World Championship.
That's how it was last year in the first round of the playoffs, Dodgers-Giants.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Dodgers will have one of the two byes this year, which is good. Two byes in the National League, two byes in the American League.
Yeah.
And then three-game series leading up to... Bergman, you don't think they can play the Padres in the second round?
No, they can.
They can play the Padres in the second
round.
Because
you're not going to play one of the division winners, and they won't be a division winner.
Right, right. So they could conceivably get the Fernando Tatis-less San Diego Padres in the second round of the playoffs.
Can I have a Michael Thompson moment here?
Yeah, sure. Okay. You're going to say something inappropriate?
No, it's not. So they're doing the backstage Dodgers, and they got Jake Outman there.
Yeah,
He should have been a pitcher.
Yeah?
With a name like Outman.
Outman, yeah.
There's a Michael Thompson moment.
That's something
Michael would have said.
It is. You're right.
You guys laugh when Michael says corny things.
Yeah, he's pretty punny.
Right?
He's a pretty punny man. Yeah. All right. You want to do lie of the day? Let's do lie of the day.
Let's do lie of the day.
Have you lied yet?
What's that?
Did you lie?
I did.
I hope so, because we're going to take calls on it.
I got two things.
You got two things?
I got two things also.
Bergman, you have two things?
I don't pay attention.
Don't pay attention. Thank you so much.
I think I'm going to go with this one. I'm going to go with this one.
At least I'm honest.
Okay, text me what you think it is. If you know what I lied about today, you and your fantasy football league can be part of our event, our fantasy football draft party, at Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August the 26th. It's hosted by our friend Shidano and Cappy. Don't be last place mace during fantasy football. No. Take your league to Hollywood Park and draft. If you identify the lie right now, you and your league will be part of our draft. Hollywood Park Casino, eat, drink, draft. I think the lie was fairly obvious, but maybe not. 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, 710-ESPN. what a scary
that
thought.
That was a heck of a in-the-break conversation.
Oh, in the break conversation was unbelievable. All right. So if you've got a fantasy football league, one of the big questions is always, where are we going to have the draft? What are we going to do? Where can we get this and that? So right now, we're giving away a fantasy football draft experience at Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August the 26th. You and your whole league get together. You have your draft. Shidano and Cappy are going to be broadcasting from there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we got folks lined up for lie of the day right now. Now, I will tell you that off the air, Momo, you did not get the lie.
Right.
Bergman, you did not get the lie. Jorge did. Jorge nailed it. He's very smart.
That was my second one.
That was your second one. Sure. Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So let's do this thing. As always, we start with caller number 7. That is Frank in Orange. Frank, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
All's good, man. What's the lie of the day?
What's up, fool?
I think it's Kenny G and the Wave story.
No, I am sorry. That is 100%. They invented that for Kenny G.
Is there actually no Kenny G documentary?
No, there is a Kenny G documentary, right? Jorge, you and me both saw it.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
All right, let's go to Thomas in Simi Valley. Thomas, do you know the lie of the day?
Hey, it's when you said you read all of Momo's articles.
That's what I thought it was.
No, I'm sorry, that's not it. It's technically not a lie.
You read.
I read most.
You read a little of everything.
I read a little of everything. Yeah. Let's go to Peter in Whittier. Then I'll give a hint. Peter, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's the lie of the day?
What you say your dad did for a living?
No, my dad was a salesman at Eastman Kodak. All right, let's give a hint. This has something to do with my physical being. Pretty big Clint. Kent.
I don't know. I don't think that's enough.
You don't think that's... I think that's
a big
hint.
We'll see.
877-710-ESPN has to do with my physical...
Being.
That's the word I was looking for. Being. Person. Body. Whatever. Let's go to Spencer in Lake Forest. Spencer, you're on 710. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey,
Spencer.
Hey, hashtag blessed fool.
There you go. Hashtag blessed fool.
Happy Monday, fool.
Happy Monday.
All right, what do you got?
Hey, you never took HGH.
Bingo, you got it, man. You never took HGH. I don't think I would. I think it sounds dangerous to me. Good job, man. Thank you.
Go Chargers.
Oh, God. I'm going to put you on hold on that note.
Next caller.
Yeah, next caller. Bye, fool. All right.
I bought that story.
Did you buy? Yeah, you engaged on it.
I engaged. I thought it was real.
That's the key to every lie, is to get the other people engaged in the lie.
I thought your lie was about the horse racing, so that's why I was like, what was the name of that system?
The Ragusan system is real.
I thought that was
Yeah, the Ragusan system is, and I did hit 2 Super Perfectus.
Yeah.
One was for nothing, but one was all chalky, but the other one I hit for, I don't know, $300 or something.
Not bad.
Then I blew it all in the rest of the races. By the way, thank you to Cappy. Who's not? I don't think he's here today, but Cappy paid for 2 Diet Cokes, an order of the pretzel puffs, and 2 Red Bulls. So, Cappy, thank you for
that
picking up
like
the check.
$100
for all. I mean, it could be. I don't even know what it is.
I mean, how much are pretzel puffs?
They can't be much.
Could be.
They're
a
just
lot.
Little wads of pretzel that you dip in mustard,
cheese or whatever,
mustard or whatever pretzel puffs.
Yeah.
So we'll do another fantasy football draft party tomorrow on the shows, and it'll be. It'll be my lie again. I have no idea who's doing the show tomorrow, right?
We have to spin the wheel and find out.
We have to
it's
spin
like
the wheel.
Masked Singer.
Yeah, it is.
You know what you should do? You should do the first hour with the person with a mask on. You should, like, dress up.
Yeah.
It's radio that doesn't work
it's
for that.
Totally unnecessary.
We'll do it if you wear the chain on TV.
Yeah, if you wear the chain on TV. Now, if I make this chain, Jonathan from Beverly Hills.
That's right. His cousin. It's Jason's cousin.
It's Jason's cousin.
Primo.
Down the street on Little Santa Monica. He's kind of a low-end jeweler.
I love it.
Jonathan of Beverly Hills, if I make one of these, will you wear it on Around the Horn?
I will wear it on the FaceTime for Around the Horn.
Oh, come on.
That's what are you afraid of?
That's nothing for us. Why do we care about your FaceTime?
Well, that's
you
like
have to
a
win.
Spotlight. I have to win, but I'll do it until I win. I'll tell Tony Reale about
it. Keep
it
in your pocket,
and
until
I'll
you
mention
win.
Mason and Ireland on the show, and I'll say this was a dare, and I did it, and you'll get way more bang for your buck out of that than if I just wear it on the show, and people are like, "Why is she wearing
okay,
that chain?"
How about one segment? Because they're going to ask you about the chain. Momo's wearing the chain, and then you can say why on the first segment.
The first segment is like, well, you really isn't it much better if I win and I call attention?
But what
to
if
Mason
you don't win?
I will eventually.
So you're going to keep wearing.
Oh,
you're going to keep wearing the chain until you win one?
Yeah, why not? I'll just show up with it each time I'm on, and then when I finally win, that'll be my FaceTime.
Yeah, but are we going to see it?
Yeah, of course.
On the television?
Yes, you'll see it on the TV. I'll be really on TV when I win, and I will talk about Mason and Ireland, and I'll talk about how I leaned into the dare.
Okay. Should we do it? Should I go to Jonathan and
Beverly
Hills and make it?
And it'll be clipped off on social media. I'll post it on my Instagram.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He's going to fight the whole way.
Do you really want me to talk, wear the chain like, the whole Momo time chain while I'm talking about Kyler
Murray?
Yes.
That would be fantastic.
Yes. I'm not seeing what the problem is here.
That is money right there. That is fire. You wear that chain proudly.
And I bet you something. With that chain on, you're going to win.
Oh, yeah. I think you'll win because good of the chain.
You know what? I bet you it's Clinton Yates is here. I bet you if we made a Clinton one, he'd wear it for the whole show.
Oh, would you wear one?
For the whole show?
CY.
Where's Clinton?
He's in the back.
Yeah.
Okay. When he comes back, we're going to ask him.
We're going to ask him, yeah. All right, so I've got a game that's going to be a disaster for Name the Games.
Why?
A disaster.
Is it? Why is it going to be a disaster?
It's really, really hard.
Okay.
It's a really, really hard game.
Is it multiple choice or is it?
Did you just write it this morning at Starbucks?
Right now.
Or during the breaks?
No, I wrote this game. What? Okay. Jorge, why are you such a hater?
Because
you're such a hater.
Look at the smirk. Look at the smirk on your face. Just,
it's going to be super simple, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, no. It's called the Borders game.
Which country's border
each
other?
Oh, you're on the right track.
If it's like that, I'm out.
Who's going to play?
Beto.
Beto Duran is going to play. Yeah. Coming up next, we'll do Game of Games. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Okay, now everybody pay very close attention to this. Beto, welcome to the show. How
Hello,
you doing,
my
man?
People. Hello, good to see you, Steve Mason.
So here's the deal. I am going to start naming either states or countries.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
They border a particular state or country. So I'm going to ask you to identify the state or country based on the countries that it border. Okay.
Geometry nerd.
You got
over
what I'm
here
saying?
Let's see if I can nail it.
Geometry nerd.
Look, I get it.
Geography.
I get it.
Okay.
Geography.
So here's the thing. If nobody gets it based on the on the list of countries, I'll give you a hint to give it away.
Sounds good.
Okay. So somebody will get it. All right. Here we go. What country?
Wait, how do we
name say, is? I'm sorry. Name is your buzzer. Okay. Name is your buzzer.
Let's go.
What country is between Nicaragua and Panama?
Momo.
Jorge. Momo?
El Salvador.
No, I'm sorry. That's not
Jorge.
Correct. Jorge?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica is correct.
I'm going there in 2 weeks.
And Jorge, are you going?
Yeah, we're going to fight there in a couple weeks.
Oh, I'm going there next week.
Oh, let's go.
Vacation time. Love Costa Rica. Yeah. All right. What state borders New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas?
Greg? Texas.
Yes, exactly. It is Texas. Yeah, yeah. Good job, man. Greg is on the board.
Good job.
All right, next one. What country, this is tough, what country borders Poland, Belgium, the Czech Republic, and Austria?
Greg, I'm just going to get Lithuania.
No, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Poland, Belgium.
Beto.
Luxembourg.
No, it's a good guess. It's a great low country. Momo.
Germany.
Germany is correct.
And
Momo,
think about that
so
one.
Obvious.
Is on the board.
I'm going to nail this geometry.
So obvious one works. Okay.
You guys are doing way better than I thought you were going to do already.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're ahead
Momo
of the
knows her geography, she says.
Geometry.
Okay. What state borders Nevada, Arizona,
Momo.
And Momo?
Colorado.
No, I'm sorry. That's not correct.
Okay.
Was it Nevada?
Nevada,
Jorge. Arizona.
Jorge.
Utah.
No.
Greg. California.
California's right.
Well, that's too easy.
Bergman. You got it wrong.
So I know, I tried to go early.
Why didn't you get it if it's
well,
so easy?
I was trying to go early because, you know, it's so easy.
So it's Bergman 2, Jorge 1, Momo 1, Beto yet to hit the board.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, let's go.
What country is in between France and Portugal?
Greg.
Momo.
Spain.
Spain is right.
Spain and Spain.
I was going to get that.
Bergman.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. I think my brain is processing
slowly. No, it's LAUSD. We're both sucking right now.
The guy who said he has no chance is running away with
it. I was LAUSD.
No, what state borders Georgia and Alabama?
Greg.
Momo.
Greg. Arkansas.
No.
Beto.
Momo was next.
Florida.
Florida's correct.
Yeah, Florida,
so Momo's,
man.
Momo's on the board
let's
again.
Let's go.
Bergman 3, Momo 2, Jorge 1, and Beto nothing.
Florida.
Let's go.
What country borders Norway and Finland?
Momo.
Sweden.
Oh,
Momo.
Yeah.
The geometry is starting to show.
Acute angles.
It's like isosceles triangles we're doing.
So it's Momo 3, Bergman 3, Jorge 1, Beto.
Damn.
Nothing.
Almost.
Okay. Let's do a couple more.
Okay.
What is the only state that borders Maine?
Momo.
Momo.
The only state that borders Maine is New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's right. Oh.
Montpelier.
Momo is taking away. Montpelier
is
right.
I know something.
The
capital, yeah. All right. We'll do two more.
I don't think that's right. That's
it's Vermont.
Vermont.
Whatever. Leave me alone.
Oh, that is Vermont.
You agree.
Maine is Augusta, right?
Augusta,
no,
Maine.
No, it's not.
It's
not?
It is Maine. Augusta, Maine.
Bangor?
Yeah, it's Augusta, Maine.
Yeah. It's Augusta.
Yeah, it's Augusta, Maine.
Yeah. All right. Momo 4, Bergman 3, Jorge 1, Beto nothing. All right. We'll do two more. What South American country borders Venezuela, Peru?
Greg? Chile?
No. Venezuela, Peru.
Jorge. Colombia.
Colombia is absolutely correct. Jorge steals one. We got one more. Bergman, you need this to tie.
Okay.
To tie me.
What state borders Indiana and Ohio?
Indiana and Ohio.
Greg. Iowa.
No.
Momo. Kentucky.
No. Anybody else got a guess?
Really?
Momo
Indiana,
wins.
Ohio.
Jorge. Kansas.
No.
It's not Kentucky?
Everybody struck out on this thing. It is Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah. Oh. Michigan borders Indiana and Ohio. So we'll
think Kentucky does too, but okay.
We'll do one more and give Bergman a chance to tie.
Why? I never win.
What country borders Chile, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Uruguay?
Jorge.
Momo.
Chile.
No.
Momo.
I heard Beto.
Argentina. But he shouldn't get to play.
Argentina is Beto correct.
Yeah! I need to shut out. That's
Beto doesn't get shut out.
That's
the win
matters.
Goes
right,
to Momo!
Congrats, Momo. That's two.
Two for the month.
Two
for the month.
FaceTime, Momo. FaceTime. You won, Momo.
Oh,
FaceTime.
I do a FaceTime right now?
Yeah. Who are you calling?
Calling.
What do you mean?
Call?
What do you mean? Do a FaceTime? What
no,
does that
like
even mean?
Did you
it's
not
like
listen
you're...
to the entire conversation, Mace?
Oh yeah, the FaceTime.
Yeah, the FaceTime and around the horn.
This is just a shout out that whenever there's a dare, you have to say yes.
Yes.
You have to lean into the dare.
Yes.
And not worry about yourself or how stupid you're
going
to look.
What is
but
going
here's
on?
Here's my chain that I'm
Momo's
wearing.
Momo's getting a Momo chain the way the rest of us have.
Oh no, you don't want that.
And she's going to wear it on around the horn.
You're going to get one that says Cal.
No, it's going to say Momo. It's going to say Momo. Momo. Is that you should never
really
take
good.
Yourself so seriously in this business that you can't laugh at yourself.
Oh, agreed.
Wear a
big don't
ball
do that. Don't do that.
From
do
Jonathan
it.
Of Beverly
do
Hills.
It.
He
do
just
it.
Wants attention for his show, not for
That's
you.
Good.
No, I want to do something
okay.
nice for Momo.
Then buy her the real one.
Would you like me to do something nice for you?
I want you to buy her the real one from Jason, not from Joaquin.
No.
Give her the one that's $1,000.
It's
not the
Jonathan from Beverly Hills.
Well, whatever. Get her the $1,000 chain, not the $20 one from Amazon.
I don't need $1,000. It's okay.
Okay, $2,000.
Yeah, no. They're not free. I'll tell you that much.
The one from Amazon was $20, right?
Yeah, you don't get this from Amazon.
Okay, get her a $5,000 chain.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
Why
me?
Why not?
What do you
How
mean?
Much do you care about Ramona?
A lot.
She's struggling. Yeah. She has no money.
She's struggling.
She's
she has
diapers.
No money. My God.
Come on. Look, she's got like bags over here. She doesn't even have luggage.
I know. I did kind of look like I live here. I walked in to the
you
cross
did walk in like kind of
ridiculous a ridiculous amount of stuff.
Yeah, you bags and
I had
food.
Two,
over here.
I had two coffees. I have a
She was
a
eating
cooler.
The pineapple from her drink because she's
I know.
So hungry.
Eating the pineapple.
You should see me when I'm packing
You're
up all the bags to get ready to come to the office each day. It's ridiculous now. And I still always forget something.
You forget the kid?
No, the kid we leave at home.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I leave something. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Ah, I can't believe I left. It's like I need a checklist every day.
Let me ask you guys something. This morning I'm watching First Take.
Yeah.
And they're on a yacht doing the show.
Oh,
did you see this? They were on a yacht.
I heard about this.
They were on a yacht doing a...
Where was the yacht?
What's that?
That's a boat. That's not a yacht.
They described it as a yacht.
It's a yacht.
Did you see the boat?
No, but they described it as a yacht. So who am I to argue with Stephen A., who's dressed like a creamsicle?
Oh, what?
He was?
Was he in Tampa?
Oh, yeah. No, he was he was looking really, really good, but he was wearing like a kind of a creamsicle.
What show was this?
First Take. They were on a boat, and Molly had the captain's hat on, which was a good
bit. Right.
Yeah.
So Stephen A. was wearing the creamsicle. And Molly had the captain's hat on, and I think who else was there?
Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin actually had a life vest on.
Yeah,
Stephen A. had a jacket that was the color.
This
of
is something you would do,
on.
Clinton.
This is very much.
I got a question for you. So they want me to wear this baller chain on around the horn, and I said I'll wear it during the FaceTime, which will actually be a better.
Yes.
Spot for it because then I can call out Mason in Ireland and I can lean into the bit. They want me to wear it on like the whole show. And
there's
I'm like,
no,
I'll just look like the stupid person on it.
There's no chance that happens. That's
no chance?
I don't think the producer would even let me.
It's not even funny.
Even do that.
No.
I would wear it for, yeah. And
a FaceTime.
Would you wear it for the FaceTime?
Maybe, but I know you.
CY?
Were.
That would look good on a chain.
Yeah, it would.
SIY.
Beto looks good on a chain.
SIY. I put a lot of wacky bits on that show. I wouldn't do that
no.
until
no,
FaceTime.
Not doing that.
Yeah,
not doing that. I cannot. I would never be able to do the show from any kind of boat. I refuse to get on any kind of boat. I don't care
I
how
just saw
big
the picture
it is.
Right now. That's
not
a
yacht.
That's a dinghy.
That's a dinghy, bro.
But even if that's a dinghy,
a yacht is something that like.
Why not?
A rich
what's your? I don't
want
to. Go
I get
on the boat.
So friggin' seasick.
I do. Too.
You do?
Really? Oh, just that little bit of rocking, and we used
from
to live.
Leo, so that makes
yeah,
sense.
We used to live on the lake in Lake Erie, and we would take the they would take the boat out. And I'm like, I'm not going.
I get seasick too, and every time I always think it's not going to happen, and then it does.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. Like the ferries in Greece. You ever been on the ferry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never been so sick.
I went to a wedding in, was it St. Lucia? And one of the things that was in the wedding party was that after 3 days and 4 days of all this crap, they had like a boat party. And it was at the end of the day to watch the sunset.
Yep.
Don't ever do that, y'all. Don't ever ask people to get on a boat at the end of the day.
Yeah, right. Trust me. Right.
Terrible idea. People were barfing all off the side.
I did that in college.
And I remember at one point, the guy who was like leading it was like, do you want us to turn around the boat? And I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying? Because nobody else was, you know, everyone else was afraid to say
no,
something.
No, but the worst part is that you can't get off. Like,
that's
there's nowhere
right.
to go.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go. You know,
one so of my first gigs when I came to California was covering the America's Cup. And so we were out on a boat every single day following, I think it was
boats.
Dennis... Connor?
What's that guy's name?
Dennis,
yes.
Connor. Dennis Connor.
White hair with the glasses.
Yeah, yes. We were following him around, and I was sick the entire time.
Oh, no
entire
thank
time.
No
it
thank
was you. It was 10 days of misery doing that. So that's nowhere. You know where I'd like to do the show? The one boat I would like to do the show from is an aircraft carrier.
That's
I always
cool.
thought that would be really, really cool.
When
to
the
do
basketball
the show
game out there a few years ago, that was awesome. Yeah.
That was awesome.
The issue with boats is not the boat. It's the moving of the boat.
Yeah.
If you're on a boat that's not going anywhere, that's a great
well,
bit.
Well, if you're on a gigantic boat, you don't feel it
those,
the way
they,
you do
they
on
have a name for those. They're
what?
Called yachts.
Yachts. Yeah.
Like Wolf of Wall Street when he was
that
on the
was
yacht.
That was not a yacht.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Yes. So.
Wait, you had a boat as a kid, Mace?
My dad had a boat briefly. Yeah, not a fancy
motorized
boat, not
boat.
A big boat. He had a
engine. Yeah, like a little.
He had an outboard engine.
Yeah, that's cool.
The fishing boat, right?
Fishing well, boat. Yeah,
those look really easy. But I tried one once. I took my cousins up to this lake up in the Sierras, and I was like, oh, we can do the boat. Not that easy
to
go where you want to go.
The one
like the steering.
Yeah,
I was
it's
like
hard.
Crashing into things.
Driving boats is very difficult.
You know the thing about
straight up.
Did you watch Caddyshack? You
know, yeah,
he couldn't park his boat.
Yeah, no, it's tough to park a boat.
I was like, how are we gonna get to shore? I don't know. Throw the rope.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah, exactly. Gonna need a bigger boat. Exactly. So, Walker Buehler's gone for. The rest of the year is having surgery on the 23rd next week sometime. We don't know exactly what the surgery is. He's got a flexor strain and he's got an elbow thing. And they're not saying which thing is going to be operated
well,
on by
elbow,
Dr.
Right?
I thought they said it was an elbow.
The elbow. What he's having elbow surgery.
Yeah.
Is that official?
That was the press release that came out.
Okay. Right. Okay. He's having elbow surgery. Dr. Neil Eletresh on the 23rd.
You want Eletresh, you're done.
What does this mean for the Dodgers going into the playoffs?
I don't think it means a ton, if I'm being honest. It stinks, but I don't know. I mean, Greg over there is, I mean, Chicken Little. He thinks that Walker Buehler being gone means they're a first-round exit and all this other stuff.
For
you're
real?
Taking it very far. Absolutely not.
I'm
exaggerating.
No,
I'm exaggerating.
He's exaggerating.
I'm exaggerating, but honestly, as much of a bummer as it is, sure, he's your best starter. Sure, he's technically your ace, but that's the whole reason why this Dodgers team is so tremendous. The depth from the pitching staff standpoint is amazing. You know what I'm saying, Beth?
Yeah.
Like I look.
And you have Dustin May in Milwaukee
Dustin
today.
May is crucial in this equation because even if you thought Dustin May was going to come back and be fine, now a little bit more motivation there for that guy to make sure that he's in decent playing shape.
Yeah.
You know, for what is going to be the playoff run. Not to say that he wouldn't have been or what have you, but once Walker Buehler went down once, I sort of looked at it as I'm not sure this guy's going to return based on the nature of the injury.
And even if he did return, you don't know what you're going to get from
him.
He wasn't going to be a guy who's going 6-7 innings for you. He might have been a back-end bullpen guy for one inning because you don't know where he's going to be. And he also had to ramp himself up just to get into pitching shape. So for me, it was one of those, it sucks, but you weren't really counting on him. It would have been a bonus, but it's not exactly somebody that you're counting to be the guy, your front-end guy, game one, game two.
Yeah, I mean, they've won all year without him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You
know. So
16 games up.
We know what that looks like without Walker Buehler. We know, I mean, I think it's a luxury. The pitching they've got is a luxury. I mean, who starts game one? It could be Arias. It could be Gonsolin. It could be Kershaw. I mean, they've got Dustin May. It could be any of those guys. That's probably your four-man rotation for the postseason, right?
That's why the Dodgers are a bad matchup for a lot of teams. People say, oh, we're this, we're that. I'm like, well, let's break it down based on the actual rosters and the staffs. And there's a lot of teams. I'm like, y'all can't beat the Dodgers. Like,
yeah.
If you just look at the lineups and who's going to go with who, they are very hard to beat beyond – I don't want to think the NL West 16-game thing is a misnomer as to how good they are. It's a matchup thing as much as it's a talent thing for a lot of this squad. And I think that Dustin May is a guy that comes in as good of a matchup as anybody, blowing people away.
All you need is one time through the order.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, they got a lot of guys who I would say, yeah, one time through the order, that'd be great. Do I count on them for six innings, seven innings? No.
Six innings is twice through the order, but
yeah. In the playoffs sometimes that can change.
Once your order is three, you can piggyback somebody, there's multiple ways to do it.
By the way, I forgot to read, Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters, that's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
I won today. What are the standings for the month, Greg?
Greg, what are the standings in Game of Games? Momo has won.
I have three. John has two, Momo has two,
yeah.
And then basically everybody else has one except for me.
Except for me. I've yet to win this month.
Wow. So I'm separating from the pack.
You haven't been here.
With that win today.
In fairness, I have not been.
Or else these people get smoked.
You're catching John and I. Yeah.
I don't know. I am so always going to lose to Ireland. He is so unbelievably competitive.
He takes it very seriously.
He takes Game of Games, you know, like if he doesn't win, it's a really bad day.
Yeah, that's right.
There's Lakers and then there's Game of Games.
Yeah, Lakers and Game of Games are the two things
breakdown.
Most
we had
on.
Jacob in studio on Friday for Game of Games.
John, I'm thinking, let him have one.
Like, you know, we let you have one.
Wait a minute. Did Jacob not?
Hold on. Jacob came in and they didn't let him win?
No.
You got to rig the game at that point.
John was in his seat. Jake was sitting right here in the middle where we're at, standing up. So
up.
The microphone was
I got him bouncing.
Up,
I was like,
and
let's
he was
go.
Like, and, he, you could, and I was in the other room, and Jacob would.
Was it Name Is Your Buzzer? Yeah. It was Jorge's game. It was Jorge's game, and he was like, name that tune. Name that movie. It was a name that movie based on the line. You would have been really good at this.
Yeah. Did anybody. Who won it?
I did.
Jacob. Bergman.
And did Jacob not score at all?
No. Didn't even get on the board. Wow. I don't even think he got
the. He got one. He got one at the end.
No, he scrolled.
No, you got added one to the game.
So he basically got
is that what he
oh, yeah, Terminator.
It
he
was
got
just
a Terminator
more of,
one.
Hey, welcome to the big leagues, kid.
Yeah.
Right.
The very first time he did it was at Rams camp.
I heard that.
And he won. Yeah.
So he
you know what it was like? He was like me on delay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The old delay.
Momo.
The dog days.
Nope.
The old delay. All right. Coors Light keeping Southern California chill all season long. Hit the superstager, Jorge.
ESPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh, my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins.
Super Crosstalk. Presented by Coors Light. Coors Light. Made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
I know this is what?
I don't know. Whatever happened misfired there.
We were going to play a big old sucking sound, but
big
it's
old
we
don't.
But it got overwritten by something else.
Mara, right. This is for you. Have you guys seen the Kenny G documentary?
What do you think?
You gotta watch the Kenny G documentary.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
I am telling you.
Mace
that,
turns to Betho and Clinton Yates. Yeah. Have you guys seen the Kenny G documentary?
Are you serious?
Absolutely not.
I always hated the Kenny G music. Okay. I hate the wave, all that stuff. I watched the documentary. I'm like, damn, that guy's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the 10,000 hours rule. He did it with golf. He did it with his
this is no knock on Kenny G. No.
Yeah, what do you have against Kenny G?
Nothing, but my bandwidth does not allow for a Kenny G documentary to be anywhere close to the top of the list.
Did you not watch that Bill Simmons music box series?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
I watched the Alanis Morissette one.
The Alanis Morissette one is great. The DMX one is great.
I was going to say, next time you name a black person in this series might be the time I get in. DMX is my entry point? Okay.
There's one on Juice WRLD.
Yeah, there is one.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's sad.
All right.
Right, did you like the Kenny G one, Lynn?
Of course. Yeah. They were. I was just telling Greg, they're all amazing.
Yeah, they are all very really well.
So he doesn't
you
play the saxophone.
You ought to know.
No, he's
no. He plays. He does other stuff.
He's an investor. And all kinds of
no,
stuff.
No, music. What? He doesn't sing.
No, he does not sing.
Who?
No,
Kenny G. So if you go to a Kenny G concert, are there any vocal stylings like other people, or is it just him and just the alto sax? Like, has anybody been to?
I think that's what you get. You get a little song.
You get elevator music.
Watch 2 hours of this.
What's that?
You want me to watch 2 hours of this?
No.
That's 135.
I'm telling
how
you.
How much music do I have to listen to in that?
You didn't watch this.
He absolutely did.
No.
Yeah,
he shows
no,
his
he
kids,
did.
And then he goes back to his elementary so like, school and all that.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
Why? Yeah. Because
describe
you have to
for me
the,
the process of you picking that show. Yeah. You sitting
you,
down one day and
you
saying,
you could have watched Narcos 8 times.
I like Kenny G.
Oh, nobody likes Kenny G.
Him and La Chona?
No. No, for real. How did you end up watching Kenny G?
Because I just saw it on
you
the
you just picked
screen,
it? No, I believe that.
You were like, should I start
Kenny
watching
G is
Game
a fascinating
show.
You watched it by
the
yourself.
Kenny
There's
G
no
dog.
Way your wife watched this.
No, me and my wife both watched
yeah.
it.
Mm,
oh,
yeah.
Brenda.
You saw the Brad Pitt movie this weekend, right?
Checked out. Yeah.
Checked out. Was it on TV
I saw
or
10
was
minutes.
It at the theater?
Saw, 10 minutes.
Is that bad?
10 minutes and you left?
I left.
You left
oh,
the movie after
you
10 minutes?
You paid 50 bucks, you stayed.
I watched a different one. It's not game for 10
minutes.
Oh,
nice. He's like, listen, made an 8. All right, I like that.
Is it really bad?
I mean, I've not seen it, so I don't know. What's
yeah,
weird is, you know, like 2 years ago, before the pandemic, I would see like 60 to 70
yeah.
movies a year in theaters.
And that to be fair, that's a pretty decent clip. That's a heavy clip.
That's like three a week.
But
that's
you were
a
in
lot.
The business, though.
Yeah,
right?
And I was in the business,
sure.
so,
you
so
had
I had to
watch.
See a lot
it's like
of
me
stuff.
Going to baseball games that are not big league games. I'm
right.
popping by every ballpark I see, yeah.
But I've only been to the movie theater like 6 times this year.
Do you miss it?
You know, kind of no.
That's the problem.
Movies are a big investment.
Living without it.
That's
I mean,
the problem
like
these 3 days.
Hours without your phone.
Well, I go to that. I went to that AMC Dine-In Marina thing.
Yeah, I live near there.
Oh, you right. That's
I live around the corner. I can walk there from my crib.
You know what? It cost me $80.
What?
For what?
The tickets were $20. Yeah. The popcorn.
Well, the Moe is very expensive there.
Oh, you
so
got
maybe,
drink?
Maybe get a
no,
different
no,
drink.
I did, no, I did not. We didn't even drink. And it
really?
Cost $80 for tickets to see Thor and popcorn and soda. $80.
Not even like
come
dinner?
On.
No. Wow. Not even dinner. No.
Man.
Outrageous.
So what are well let me ask you.
So why
what
do
are
you
leave
the house?
Well, hold on. What are you paying for? Is what my question is. You know what I'm saying? Like what costs $80?
Well, you're paying for that recliner
okay.
experience.
The seating.
The seating and people sneaking around and giving you popcorn in the dark, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, they bring you food.
Yeah, they bring you the food.
Okay. So you're paying for the service industry on
kids.
Some level.
Yeah. I won't go back.
Okay.
I will not
that's
go
a
back.
Definite luxury. Like
yeah,
there's
it is.
Nothing required.
That's what you're trying to show
it's also
up
probably
on a
not that good of food. It's not like they have fine dining there.
No, they do not have fine dining.
You're just getting like some dogs.
It is not a Michelin chef. Yeah. At the AMC Dine-In in the marina.
I mean, typically most things that are called dine-in are not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not getting the highest
the
quality.
Dine-in,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, that's kind of the deal.
Hey, I wanted to mention this. Emily Hooker and Daniel Rivera are getting married on September the 9th. Congratulations. We always send a wedding gift to anybody that sends us an invitation. So happy nuptials to you guys.
Have you described this?
Who are they?
Yeah,
very
have you
nice.
Described this yet? Okay,
yeah,
so
nice.
This is kind of a decent card stock.
Yeah.
It's like a business card stock. Mm-hmm. Rounded edges about the size
like
of our hold on I'm not that describing
oh,
it now here's what I like about it they this is by the way the new things with wedding invites you don't no envelopes none of this it just I mean maybe you get an envelope but like it's all there you know what I mean I like it and so the picture's on the back with the website
yeah.
and it's got like a what would you call this frame this situation on the outside with the colors
like a garland like
garland yeah that's a good way of putting it it's like black and green.
Yep.
Hey, did you see the invite for Carlo's wedding?
Carlo's, I've
Whoa.
Got it right here.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, here we go.
Invite for
okay.
Carlo's
see,
wedding is outrageously
so
complicated. It's
this,
beautiful.
This is the comp that I was getting to. This is very ornate. This kind of looks like the kind of thing where you feel bad if you break it.
Yes.
There's like an in, there's
right.
like a
it's like a gate. Almost.
Yeah. There's like a gate with a little. I don't even know how to describe this. My,
it's got like a stack of three.
It's got a stack
things.
Of three on the right that looks
it's
kind
got
of
a, it pops up.
It, yeah, that's yeah. It yeah. feels like
sings
a pop-up
a
card. And there's a lot of text on here. And it's very thick. Yeah, this invite is
as ornate
yes.
as I've seen.
That one is functional, and
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and the new thing that I've
so
noticed with a lot of weddings that I've been invited to lately is the the website. There's a wedding website now. Oh, yeah. Like, you create your own website, and you can do the RSVP. Like, Carlo, I think, has a QR code.
Oh, yeah. Does he have a QR code? That's not as new as you think, Momo, but really? That's definitely the way it's done now. Yeah.
We reserve one seat in your honor. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Carlo. You didn't get a plus one.
Oh, you didn't get a plus
Carlo.
One?
Drive solo you to Walnut, California. I did not get a plus one.
I didn't either, but I'm going to send a gift.
He's smart. He invites you guys knowing you're going to send a gift.
No, you're not going to go. Right.
Yeah.
And we'll go on there and we'll send a very nice gift. And I wish I could go, but it's too far, and I don't have a plus one. And I have two kids. So.
Oh, his girl's from Atlanta, huh?
All
right,
bro. You giving away all? The
don't give away.
Oh, you just gave the location.
All Carlo's secrets.
Oh, it's in Walnut. You said.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell him where it was.
Walnut is a place. I didn't tell exactly where they're going to be.
It's going to be at St. Steve Mason Church.
There you go, St. Steve Mason.
It's
a really nice invitation.
I'm not going to lie.
I think that's upper echelon.
I hired you. I didn't even get
I heard his wife did the invitations herself.
That's what I was going to say. This is an invitation unlike any I've ever seen, to be honest. This is quite a unique setup, for sure.
Yeah. Nice. I also like the website where it has a link to where I can buy a present from. Like, I don't have to go anywhere.
You don't have to go somewhere else.
And it just, like, send it to them through the website. I can just... It's like as easy as downloading as our app.
Well, congratulations, Emily Hooker and Daniel Rivera.
Yeah, way to go, guys.
We will see you whenever this wedding is.
Whenever that is, September or something or other. And if you got a wedding coming up, make sure to send us an invitation at the station. We always send a gift. Always.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'll show
who funds that?
We take turns. Me and then John, me and then John, me and then John.
So that's a show bit.
Yeah, it's a show bit.
Oh, I like
nice.
All right, so I wanted to play this because I think you guys have all been in situations where you've done interviews. Interviewed athletes and stuff like that. I want to play a clip for you, and then you tell me how you would have done it differently or if you think it's okay.
Real talk here, Carson.
Oh, I should say this is
don't get me started
a
on
reporter
this.
Talking
Do not
to
get me started
I'm getting
on
you
this.
Started a reporter talking to Carson
is it
Wentz.
DC?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Why do you have this look on your face, Mace?
I don't really think about all that stuff. For me,
I cannot believe that's an interview question.
Let me tell you what I can't believe. That anybody blinked. Yeah. This is the big leagues.
No, wait a minute. So you think it's totally fine?
Yes!
No. There's a better way to do this. No,
okay, that's not what I'm saying. There's a better way to do it. Fine. In your personal opinion.
I see where you're going with
this. Carson Wentz had no issue with it. Jason Wright,
president
of the football team, the Commanders, parachutes in a day later, calls it childish and unprofessional. You run the Commanders. They operate as childish and unprofessional every day of the week.
But take the interview for the interview and separate your
Washington-ness. You can't do that, Mace.
I've never seen him so
because
fired up.
I was mad about this because I was at home this weekend and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Look, we're grown adults in the business.
Okay.
Every single
thing was correct.
Hold off. Okay, Momo, interviewer person.
Yeah.
Do ask the same question in the way that you would ask it.
So is this a press conference setting where there's
a
lot of other people?
One-on-one training camp set aside. Nobody's there.
Two cameras,
a gangbang situation. Mic. It's two dudes on the field. Nobody's there.
They set it up. It took at least 15 minutes to set the
clearly.
Up.
Right.
Okay, I'll play it for you one more time, and then you tell me how you would do it differently.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really...
Okay.
I think I would probably say it didn't end well in either Philly or Indianapolis. Now you have another chance with the Commanders. How important is this chance to you?
Okay.
That's fine.
But
that's right.
That's not any different.
Yeah, Carson Wentz answered it so professional.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know this guy?
Yes, I know Scott Abraham.
Yeah, I know of him because this isn't the first time he's done this.
Well, I don't know about that. This is different than other things he's done. He kind of ambushed John Wall at a charity event about something basketball related, which is a separate matter. This was not that.
I mean, look, it's fair for him to get asked a question about, you know, this being your last chance. That's fair.
Right.
Or about how things ended elsewhere.
You.
But there's a way to say didn't want you.
Yeah, didn't want
again,
you. Rough.
Again, this is not diplomatic Mideast peace talks. They're NFL dudes. Like, guys get cut all the time and people are completely crass about it. I am shocked that people are concerned about the feelings of Carson Wentz in this situation.
What is
the problem?
It's not the Carson Wentz part.
Not really.
It's the structure of the question.
Yeah.
It is a bad question.
By the way,
Carson Wentz was unbelievably professional and went on to answer the question.
100%.
But I will say, if you want to get good stuff out of somebody, ask them a question that doesn't put them on the defensive right away. That put Carson Wentz completely on the defensive.
Okay,
do you want a good answer,
so
or do you want
Simers
something?
TJ Simers used to do this. Okay. TJ Simers would go into, I wish we had clips of some of this, but he would go, and his shtick was to troll
poke,
somebody, like
no
to really
press
poke.
Conference, yeah.
And when he would start in on that, a lot of us would kind of back up. Because
I get
we
that.
Knew this was going to be his whole
but
column.
But this was different. This was
and
a
everybody,
shutdown.
Yeah, and everybody
and the
knew
team
he was
knew
coming.
What they were getting themselves into.
I thought this was supreme snowflake behavior from the Commanders on every single level.
It does change my opinion a little bit knowing
I'm surprised
it was a
they
one-on-one.
Gave
yes, it was a one-on-one.
If it was
at
a press conference,
camp.
I wouldn't. I
yes.
would think that was not cool.
It's yeah. totally but, different. And because
yeah, but would you ever ask that question
yes!
that way? You would ask 100%.
Yes. I did. I literally watched that the night before, and I was like, "Okay, Scott got a one-on-one. Good job." Next day, there's all this stuff. I had to rewatch it. I was like, "Well, what was that about?" It never even once.
Philly didn't
to me.
Want you. Indy didn't
correct,
want you.
Correct.
This is your last
correct.
Chance. What do you think?
All that's correct.
Yeah, it's all correct.
So
but
what's
it's
the
not,
issue?
It's decorum.
Decorum.
It's not, yeah, it's decorum. What, you don't think there's such a thing as decorum?
No.
Of course there is. You don't. You don't.
Just because
case,
you talk louder doesn't make your point less.
Yes,
better.
It does.
This guy, the team knew. First of all, the team
yeah,
had
that's
to request.
True. The context
they
matters.
Requested. They said, yes, you can do it. They yeah. know that he's done it before. They know what they're getting themselves into. Like, I talked to people that work in D.C.
Yes.
And they're saying, this is
that's
what he's been
what
doing.
He
this is what that guy does.
So is that like a TJ?
He's not the softball question
guy. No. It's, I mean, he's also the same guy that shows up at, you know, he does high school football on Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
okay.
not some rando dude who just pops yeah. in to annoy people. Scott is in the business, yeah. in the city. Everybody knows who he was. This literally did not make me bat an eye. So I get it. If it set off some people, that's fine. But I've been around this business pretty long, too. And I was like, yeah, reasonable question. Because you know why? That
you
team,
can just handle it
that,
in a more professional way.
No, but hear what
way.
I'm saying. If the professionalism is the professionalism, what is the president doing jumping
now
in
that,
snitch?
That's a whole different thing.
Snitch tagging people
yeah,
on Twitter.
The president
this
is a whole
is
other
the
story.
Environment around the team
right. you
is
gotta,
what my point is.
You got to let that go. But I do think there's such a
for
thing.
For them to say, you're never getting access again.
There is such a thing as decorum. And there is a
right.
way. And by the way, and
you're
so,
talking
if
about
you're in a scrum, I can see that being a smartass. But when you're doing one-on-one where you made the quarterback wait, take off his pads, take off the helmet, stand around, they had to mic you up, they had to get the – like, have a little bit more respect
it
for the guy there.
It, you can't
it's
just,
disrespect. It is disrespect.
I totally disagree. It's grown folks talking to me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, legit, that's what I thought. That's grown folks talking. You know what I mean? No big deal. And the reason why you can't remove the franchise from it is because – all of this virtue signaling and all this other stuff, I can't. That matters depending
you're
on who
right.
it's coming
I mean,
from.
Look, it's like the Knicks when they didn't have
yeah.
a press conference for
they
Jalen Brunson.
You're
right?
like, what are we doing?
Or Leon
here?
Rose doesn't do a press conference.
You got
so
some nerve telling
another,
people that they're being disrespectful way. When you had to change your daggone name because it was a racial slur. You know what I mean? All this kind of stuff matters. I don't know.
We're going to get it fired up. I got 3 more hours of this.
Yeah, wow. Hey.
Thanks.
I must have hit the hot button
right
off
the bat.
Maybe an hour, I'll be
you know
gone
what?
After 5.
I happen to be in town back home.
Tony Reale's hitting
hit.
Those buttons on the around
exactly.
the horn thing, the fire tag.
I'm winning,
ooh,
I'm winning the show today.
Wow.
You know what I mean? No.
Yeah, you're
wow.
right.
That's
so
what
we,
happened.
All right,
should
so
we talk
Clinton
about
by
the
himself
show?
Coming up?
Here it goes. Clear out.
Yeah. ISO Yates. No, but I just I, to me, this was just – this. First of all, I don't think anybody would have batted an eye if the football team had not jumped back in.
Correct.
Like one reporter from
that's
another
true.
Town said something and they got all but heard about it and started talking about, well, this is not how I'm like, yo, bro, you're out here with all sorts of federal investigations about your workplace environment. Don't or congressional, you know, don't tell me that this one question that's true to life about his football career is too much and over the line. Come on, what are we doing?
Well, the question is, do you think you're going to get a better answer by asking it that way or in a more respectful
that
way?
Is, that
I
is the issue.
I don't know that. I don't know that
you
I
didn't
agree
get a good
one.
Answer.
Well,
you don't
Wentz
agree with that?
Answer.
He's a pro. Clinton, you've done long-form interviews.
Yeah.
You don't put somebody on the defensive at the very beginning of the interview.
I think my point is that never struck me as something that put him on the defensive.
I don't think that was a long-form interview, though. I think that
was. It was. It was a sit-down.
Yeah,
I mean,
but he was doing, like, is he doing it for a radio show or a TV?
It was TV.
Yeah, but TV, the response matters. So for what I do, when I want to get into some stuff, right? When I want to get into the hard stuff, I usually dance around it for a little bit. We establish some rapport. We build up some trust throughout the first part of the interview. And then we get into it and I ask it in a nicer way. And then it's the way they answer it the first way is how I will take my cue to go from there.
And Ramona, you're talking about the NBA. Less players, more intimate environment, a lot of people around, a lot longer in general. That matters in a different way, I think, genuinely, than it does at an NFL training
camp. So you would you wouldn't ask that question of an NBA player, but you ask it of an NFL player?
I don't know that I'm saying that. What I'm saying is that the process that Ramona talked about matters more in terms of the relationship.
Well, it
in
matters
as
somebody who...
Do you do the Russ interview and say, Philly didn't want you, Houston didn't want you, Washington didn't want
you? I mean, maybe, but I mean, what I'm saying is that genuinely, this never once struck me as offensive, and I'm shocked.
It's not offensive; it's just bad form.
Well, look, to me, he's doing a television interview, so the response matters. The response is what you get on camera. For me, it's about the quote. I don't care how many times it took me to ask the question or how I asked the question. My question doesn't matter. It's the quote that matters, and it's the insight that matters.
Yeah.
So he didn't get the quote.
I mean, we're talking
about
Carson.
Like, he did all the stuff.
Carson Wentz is a box of Wheaties. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of that. So, like,
I could get him.
He's not a quote machine. Oh, you think you could get him?
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Great. Yeah.
No, you could. If you do it the right way, you could get him.
If you play middle linebacker and you throw in the ball, you can get him. That's how Carson Wentz.
Right? Wensylvania.
Yeah.
Mace, you're good at that. You establish rapport. You build.
I do long form interviews all the time, and it's a slow build. No, not on this show.
No, on this show,
we don't have any guests. On my podcast, I get guests all the time.
Oh, okay.
But it's a different scenario. You know what I've been watching a lot of is David Letterman.
Sure.
David Letterman, my next guest, needs an introduction.
Yeah, his Durant was really good.
Such a good interviewer. Great with Nicki Minaj, was great with Julie Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, just a really polished, interesting interviewer.
I just think we're in a different time in media, too. I don't need everything to be polished and diplomatic. I mean, that's just a personal taste of mine. And people can say, oh, we're not going to get any stuff with the team anymore. Okay, maybe, but, like, for the team to come down and say, well, we're revoking your access? Like, do you know how...
Oh, they try to revoke
access?
That's garbage.
You have lost access.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Like, all right, guys, chill out. He asked a question that was a little rough. All you got to do is say, hey, maybe not this way the next time. Piling on with multiple
tweets. It sounds like you're more upset about the piling on than you are with the actual exchange.
Yes.
Yeah.
The piling on was completely unnecessary.
The piling on is ridiculous.
That's the reason why you know about it, for lack of a better term. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. Last year, one of my buddies in the business, Brad Turner from the LA Times, asked Russell Westbrook what I thought was a very innocuous question. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, I remember this.
Do you remember this?
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the question was basically like, hey, Russ, you guys lost by 30 tonight. What do you have to do to not lose by 30 again? It was something like that, but it wasn't as like... He said it in like the nicest, most professional way. And Russ turned it around on him and said, I don't know, what do you think?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Danged if you do, danged if you don't. You might as well say what you wanted.
Right?
And then BT came at him.
And BT came back.
Afterwards, like, okay, you want to do this? Okay,
BT didn't even come at him. He just said, play some more defense and maybe get some rebounds. But it was funny in the way that he came back. Like,
BT,
if you get put on the spot.
BT was telling, like, and by the way, I'm asking him because we want to know.
Right.
Russ then came back and sort of resolved the whole thing.
And I'll tell you this.
And we did a week of that on this.
And I talked to somebody who's like close to Russ, and they were like, why is that even a big deal? Like, Russ was just like genuinely wants to know.
Yeah.
He's a grown man. You ask him a grown man question, you're going to fire back your tongue.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. That's it. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well done.
I don't even need the rest of this coffee.
I did not expect that to come up here.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Did you hear about my drink that I created?
Okay, Momo, we're over. Listen to the podcast if you want to know what Momo's drinking. We're back tomorrow at 1. I have no idea who I'm hosting with. We'll spin the wheel of hosts. Coming up next for you is the big CY along with Beto Duran. Back tomorrow at 1. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.